Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, Labor Day has passed now, but I think it's time to take another vacation. What do you think? And save some money and get a great vacation. And for a limited time, you can use the promo code SAN75 and take $75 off your stay at Live Aqua in Cancun or Punta Cana. Go to applevacations.com/daily-boost and check out the details. Are you on a mission to influence the world? Are you doing that? Have you thought about that? Beyond the why, are you on a mission? And do you know what your influence is and how you're influencing and how you're showing up? A lot of people don't know that these days. We'll chat about that today on this program. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. It's a very simple mission. We just believe that life begins when you move emotionally, intellectually, or even physically. And then as soon as you do, because you're on a mission to go do something, life will get in the way. And that doesn't mean bad. It means sometimes the good stuff just keeps you really busy, and you have to learn to manage it. In any case, it can wear you out and maybe throw you off track. So we're here every single day to make sure you stay on track. That's it. Simple, simple mission for us on this end. Good to have you here today. I'm sorry, bumped the microphone. It's me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com, coming out of a Labor Day weekend a couple of days ago. I have to tell you, okay, come here. Very few people will tell you this, guys, who do my kind of work. I'm a regular guy. I believe I'm a regular human. I don't put on any pretense whatsoever. Very transparent about what I do. And that means sometimes I will go out to the Wakiva Falls campground in the Orlando area with a whole bunch of my friends and a couple thousand other friends by the springs and by the river and just party for 3 days in a row. And that's what I just did. It was so cool to be there. Just do that and have a good time. And so cool in this COVID environment thing that we're in right now. I say thing just because I don't know that we can, what else do we call it? Every conversation I've had was, what do you believe? What do you not believe? What's real? What's not real? People die. People don't die. People, you can go here. You can't go there. When does it get back to normal? Is it going to get back to, a lot of questions, right? A lot of fear out there. So it was kind of cool this past weekend to see people being careful and yet, getting back to themselves and having a good time. Really neat stuff to see. So today's show is all over the world, and that means we have a distribution partner today. Our partner is Apple Vacation. So if you get stressed out when you plan a vacation, where to go, what to do, where to stay, man, I love adventures, but I really like somebody else to kind of take care of the planning. Apple Vacations is incredible. They're known as America's favorite vacation company for good reason. Apple Vacations will help you plan your entire getaway from start to finish. We're talking about personalized service, exceptional value, and so much more. Plus, you can choose from gorgeous destinations like Mexico. Been there. Caribbean? Check. Central America? Check. Hawaii? Haven't done Hawaii. Yep, I lived in Hawaii. Very young. And the continental U.S. as well. Each all-inclusive Apple Vacation includes round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, meals, drinks, entertainment, and tips. That doesn't sound good or what? Non-stop transfer is also included at no additional cost at select hotels. So, the entire vacation is as seamless as possible. Now, for a limited time, we want to save you some money. Use this promo code SAN75 and take $75 off your stay at Live Aqua in Cancun or Punta Cana. Just go to applevacations.com/daily-boost and get the steal of a deal at your favorite Live Aqua resort today. So let's talk about your mission, your why, your influence, why you're here, the whole thing. Now, let me just back up a second here and tell you this. In the world that I live in, having done, at this point, well over 10,000 podcasts, about over 4,000 daily boosts, but a whole bunch of others as well. Tens of thousands of conversations, and I truly mean that. I've been at this 20 years now, talking to tens of thousands of people. There are a few things that stand out. I should write a book someday, and it's the 10,000 things I learned from doing 10,000 podcasts. I hear them again and again and again. And one of the things that I see all the time and hear all the time are folks who are saying, hey, I need to figure out what my mission in life is. And I really want to have an influence on the world. So my question to you is, how are you going to influence the world today? Now, I'm not naive. I think a lot of people haven't even thought about that. And maybe this is your first time, like, well, gosh, Scott, I'm just busy trying to figure out how to make money or get a better work schedule. Influence my world. And I'm with you. I'm very much that way. In fact, if you were to ask me, Scott, how do you plan on influencing the world? Well, I'll tell you this. I'm a lucky guy. I've done exactly what I've wanted to do my entire life. Very rarely have I gotten in a job or a situation I didn't like. If I did, I quit. I did something else. That's been my whole thing my entire life. That's why all my friends who want to retire, I don't have a need to retire. I'm like, I'm cool. I'm happy here. But here's my whole mission. It's real simple and it's not complicated. I look at it like this. If I can be the best version of me for this day, this minute, if I can do the best I can today, there's a pretty good opportunity that if Scott plays at his best, there is somebody, it may not be you, but there's somebody maybe somewhere that might listen to this and go, hey, wait a second, he just spoke to me. I can tell you it happens all the time. Don't know who you are, don't know where you are, don't know when it's going to happen, but it happens. So I know this, if I am the best version I can be and dig down deep and do the best I can do and try to communicate with you the best I possibly can, somebody's impacted. That's all I go for. It's not a whole lot bigger than that. So what I do is I start with myself. I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. If you're going to show up and try to influence the world, influence your kids, influence your boss, influence your family, influence your friends, are you starting with yourself? Not a narcissistic, self-centered self. Are you just taking care of yourself? Are you doing the work to make sure you're the best you can be? It takes time to figure that out, by the way. The best you can be when you're in your 20s sometimes is different when you're in your 30s and certainly changes by the 40s and 50s. Getting what you want in life begins when you know a couple of things. You have to know what you want and what you believe. That's how you accomplish your goals. But it's also understanding how you roll within the world. Does that sound like you? Simon Sinek has something called the Golden Circle. Have you seen that? If you're like most folks, as you look for mission influence living, as you look for your whys, as you look for being happy, what ends up happening is that you spend a reasonable amount of time focusing on your what and how you're going to get it. The why often will not arrive until way, way down the road. Now, people tell you in my world, the why is the most important thing. I don't think so. I think it's the mission. I think the mission is beyond the why. If you can really get driven, in other words, you get a why and other folks buy into it, man, what happens? You're on a mission now, right? And so I like the mission part of it. But let me go a little bit deeper here and let me confuse the heck out of you. Is that okay? Now, you got to come with me here and you got to understand, because personal development and finding what you want is not like an A through Z kind of proposition. I wish it were. I wish we could sit down and say, do this, 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 you will succeed. But sometimes it comes in a different order. Sometimes just because of your personality type, you do things a bit differently. So I'm the kind of guy, using me as an example, I'm a what guy. I naturally do it. I just can't seem to move myself forward if I can't see the picture clearly about what I'm doing. I don't really care about the why. I'll figure that one out. Don't really care about how. The how always takes care of itself. If I have a mission involved, even better, because now I'm going to drive forward no matter what. I'm going to get it done. But I'm probably not going to start until I know exactly what I'm going to do. And I'll sit still or I'll take years thinking about it until I get there. And once I do, they'll get out of my way. And as soon as that happens, the why fires up. So I say this to let you know that my personality drives me there first. I can also say that many folks have a strong, strong why. They know exactly why they want to be doing something. They have no idea what it is. So wrap this around yourself for just a bit and just understand, like a nice warm blanket, that life is confusing, that sometimes you'll lead with your why, sometimes lead with your how, sometimes your what. It's just who you are. It's how your mind thinks. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we need to move toward that why and that mission. And the biggest reason is this, and usually what we'll say is this, it's going to get hard when you go after doing something. And if you don't know why you're going to do it, you're not going to fight through it. I used to say that for 10 years. I still believe that to be true. But what I really believe is this. I believe that when you have a strong why that merges and pushes into a mission, that people start to get you. People start to feel your passion and suddenly you get momentum and people start to help you. You've felt it before, haven't you? When you finally get to that point, you can feel like it's just kind of working and people are hearing you and you're communicating well. It's an amazing thing when that happens. On the other hand, if you just purely begin with the why, the how, sometimes it's kind of drifting out there a little bit. You don't kind of know what to do with it. And the what, it eventually will tend to take care of itself. But ultimately, it's It's one of those things that you kind of have to have a combination of all of them to begin to see the whole picture of who you are and get yourself to start moving. The why is the key. Yes, there's no doubt about that. But the mission, driving further beyond yourself into the world, is what creates that mission, creates that inspiration, and ultimately creates the influence and the impact you want in the world. That's where that all comes from. Prior to that, all kind of confusing. But if you become the inspiration, everybody who crosses your path will become inspired themselves. That's how you influence the world. Oh, by the way, I just want to fully tell you that I understand that I really kind of tap dance around in lots of different areas. And you're like, what did he talk about? Here's what I'm essentially saying, if you didn't catch it right in the middle of the podcast, that all of these little key points matter, but they don't always come in exactly the same order. So if anybody's telling you to do it in exactly the same order and it's not working for you, do me a favor. Just relax. Instead of just focusing on the why, try the how or try the what. Just try it a little bit and then reel it back in and compare it to everything else until you start to get that motivation. Find a way. I don't care how you do it. Find a way to do it and you'll get there. Hey, listen, we went deep, deep, deep on the coaching program. This show is the public version. The coaching show is different. No commercials, no promos. I just go deep on it, get right to the point. If you would like that, I have a version of this show that is commercial-free for you. It's at motivationtomove.com, along with coaching programs and everything else. I'm not for everybody, for darn sure. But if I am for you, you ought to check it out, because I can be with you every single day to make this thing happen.